Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Mimorazi Sheyichyu. And a schus refuas. Chayvi Bastila Sultana. Chay Chana Basarana Edel. Pusukter Bastila Rovida. Pusukla Yisrael. Schus Chana Liba Basnach Gittel. Yimosha Basnach Gittel. Gilshan Basnach Gittel. Nagil Basrachal Esther. Brachot Vogma Sayedayim. Moshe Ben Beshtin Rai Sol Moshe Mordechai. Abram Shrago Ben Malka Esther, Bacham Sach, Bacham Asay Dehem. It's based on the shir of Hagoyin Ramoshe Zatzal. We are now right before Chodesh Av. It's in Chodesh Av we learn that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, like it says in Pesachim, Davayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Kamash Mondo Rosh Chodesh, Ikri Moed, Labai the Rabbi, Tamas Daishos, Amali Amoyua, Yosib Koralai Moed, Lishbor Bachurai, the Chidish. That even Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed is learned from Rosh Chodesh Av, and the Gemara darshins this from the pasuk in Eicha, Kra Alai Moed Lishbor Bachurai. In other words, Chodesh Tammuz is usually a Chodesh Chaser, but that Chodesh Tammuz, when the Meraglim were sent, they made it a Chodesh Mali of 30 days, and they added the Yom HaIbur, which is also called Rosh Chodesh. And on that it says, Kra Lai Moed Lishbor Bachurai. Called unto me a Moed to break my sons. And this Moed is referring to Rosh Chodesh, like Rashi says, Kra Lai Moed, Tamas de Shiloch Meragim Liyu Amal Yua, the Tamas de Shiloch Meragim was a Chodesh Mole. And the 40 days ended on Tisha B'Av, and this is the day of Bechiyah L'Doiros, and the day of the Ibur, the added day of Rosh Chodesh, was called a Moed. So we learn from this Gemara that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. And it's even Ogeh LaHalacha. Like the Gemara there says, that the din that all Korbanos Tzibur are Doicha Shabbos and Tumah, we learn from the word B'mayadai. The Gemara Pesachim says that since Rosh Chodesh is called a Moyed, we darshim B'mayadai even on Tzibur Rosh Chodashim, and they're also Doicha Shabbos and Tumah. The difficulty is that this pasuk, all the posts can bring benogei l'tisha b'av atzmai, or k'pshuto shel mikra. Mikoyach pasuk zeh kra alai moed lishbor bachurai. We learn that tisha b'av is called a moed, and we have dinim of a moed, like it's pasken in chol dinei atfilah shaboy. So this is a post can learn that the day itself is called a moed. It's a Yom of Bechi. We say Kinos. It's Bechiyah L'Doros. But still, we don't say Slichos like other Tanios. We don't say Tachnun. It's a Moed. So Tisha B'Av itself is called a Moed, like we see in the Hilchos Tefillah. So it emerges that we learn two things that seem very different, but they're both true. Kra Lai Moed, according to the Gemara in Pesachim, is referring to Rosh Chodesh. And the Pshuto Shel Mikra, and so it is LaHalacha, is that Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. And they're both learned from the Pasuk of Kra Lai Moed Lishbor Bachurai. The Gemara darshins from this Pasuk that month of Tammuz was a Chodesh Mole, because Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim on the 29th of Sivan, and they scouted the land for 40 days. And that means they returned on Tisha B'Av. However, if we figure out the minyan hayamim lufi seder achadoshim, that one is chaser and one is male, it emerges that on Tisha B'Av there were only 39 days from the Shiloh HaMeraglim. So therefore Abaye explains that Tammuz of that year was a chodesh male, 30 days, and therefore the Cheshbon comes out that Tisha B'Av falls out, that the 40 days are finished on Tisha B'Av. And that's what it means. Karalai Moyed Lishbor Bachurai. The Moyed is the Yom HaIbur that was added, and therefore it comes out that there are 40 days until Tisha B'Av. And this Moed in the Pasuk is referring to Rosh Chodesh. That's how Abaye learns. However, Pashup Shad is that Tisha B'Av is a Moed and they're both true. So we have to explain how these two things work together. That we have to explain how that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed is learned Dafka from Rosh Chodesh Av. And why would that have to be? She Rosh Chodesh Nikra Moed Mitgale Dafka b'Rosh Chodesh Av. Why does Rosh Chodesh Av teach us that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed? Gemara in Erechin discusses the days we finish Hallel and asks, Rosh Chodesh Dikrei Moed Lema? Rosh Chodesh that's called a Moed. Why don't we say Hallel? Say Halal Shalom like another Moedim. The Gemara's answer is that Lo Iktish Basias Malacha, there's no Isser Malacha. L'chsiv Ashir Yet Leil Lachem Kilel Skadish Chag, Laila Makudish Lachag, Ton Shir Shein Makudish Chag, Ain Ton Shir Shchaydish is called a Moed. But since it's not Kadosh to be Aser Basias Malacha, we don't find that Rosh Chodesh is called a Mikra Kodesh, therefore we don't say Halal. Our minig is to say Hallel B'Diluk, but we see that it wasn't knowing in Eretz Yisrael, like the Gemara says in Tainus Chof Ches Amid Beis, that Rav chanced upon Bavel, and he saw that they were reading Hallel Rosh Chodesh. He wanted to stop them, and he saw that they were skipping, and he said, "It must be minig of the same B'Yadayim." And he didn't stop them. So Kafi Amistabir, it's Mashma Mikan. שהדבר הזה היה מנהג בבל ולא מנהג ארץ ישראל. בארץ ישראל, רב לא ראה מעולם that they should say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. He went to Bavel as an Adam Gadol who got smicha from Rebbe like we see in Sanhedrin, Hey Amid Aleph. כי הבנוחץ רב לבבל, אמר בחיל הרבי בן החויסי, יורי לבבל, יורי, יורי, יודין, יודין. אבל כשהגיע לבבל, so he got smicha, he came down with smicha, but when he got to Bavel, he found minig of a same biyadim. They have a Babylonian minig to say Hallel. So it's tamua. Why this minig, or Rosh Chodesh is like a moed, is mischadish dafkan chutzlar. It's not in Eretz Yisrael, only in Bavel. The interesting thing a minig in a din is that dinim are what Chachamim said that you have to do. Minhagim comes from Klal Yisrael, what we do. How would the Chachamim were Koveya? Even though Minhagim are also Birshas Beis Din, you need the certification of the Beis Din, Xeris, Takanas, Minhagas, the Rapi Beis Din, Agadol, but the Minhagim start with Klal Yisrael. And after we're knowing a certain way, then it gets to the Taikif of the Beis Din. The minhag of Amiras Hala on Rosh Chodesh is to make this day a moed. So make a bracha like the Ramah holds. The reason is, since they make a bracha on a minhag, this is the type of minhag we should be mevarech on. Beis Yosef holds not to make a bracha. It's a minhag of the Sfardim, Rosh Hashanah. But etzem Amiras Halel is to make this day me'ein Yom Tov. The moed of Rosh Chodesh is moed on Halavana. Halavana is mischadeshes b'chol chodesh. V'ya me'or shal piv nekbaim ha'chadoshim. The moed of Rosh Chodesh is because there's a new moon. Moed on Halavana. This moed on Halavana is mechadesh, this moed of Rosh Chodesh. The simple meaning of the word moed in Lashon HaKodesh is something we're going to. A ya'ad, we call it today. Sof ha'talich, sof shel derech. Hayalchu shnehem yachdav. Hayalchu shnaim yachdav. Bilti im no'adu. It says in Amos 3:3. Two people going together, if they were no'adu, that means that they were koveh mikoidim lachen lagia yachad le'ezeshu makom. They were koveh beforehand to come to a certain place together. That's the yad, that's the self of a certain derech, of all the drachim. We find an eov, beis moed l'chol chai, a place where we're all going in the end. That's called a moed. Ze inyan ha-moed shel kol ha-moedim kulam. Kulam nikbe'u al hitgaluyot. See, it's Mitzrayim, Adon Torah, Komas ha-mishkan, and Onei ha-kovod. These are all destinations. Yad, Moed is a Yad, a destination. That we're going to. We're going to Matari, to Mitzrayim, etc. So what's the Yad? What's the destination? What are we achieving by Rosh Chodesh? What Tachlis is there on Rosh Chodesh? We say in our Nusach Brichas HaLavana, V'Halavana Amar Shetischadesh HaTeres Teferes Lamusei Baden. Yeah, Musay Baten is us. Elu Shomdim Li Valed. We are going to be born. The Levana is a teres teferes la Musay Baten. We're going to be mischadish like the Levana. Just like the Levana was born, we're also going to be born. The moed is not the nekudas haschola. In Yanoshebo migiim, the nekudat ha-yaad. We get to the destination. The sof ha-derech. Bofen shzeh ha-moed ha-miyuchad shel Rosh Chodesh. Ha-yaad hu etchatshut shel ha-levana. What's the yaad? What's the purpose? What's the destination? Yischatshes ha-levana, the renewal of the moon and the renewal of us. That's what we're trying to get to. L'alvana amar, shetischadish teferes ateres lamusei batan, shemasidin l'schadish kemoisa. We also have to be reborn. The geula is called the leida, that we find in many psukim, like in Yeshaya, ki cholagam yolda tzion es bonea, 66:8, many other psukim. This leida is our yad, this leida is our destination. This yad is our possibility of being reborn. The Gemara says in Chulin 60b that God first created two great luminaries, and then it says Mor HaGadol and Mor HaKatan, because as we all know, the moon said to God, Ribono Shel Olam, you can't have two kings wearing the same crown. So God said, all right, make yourself small. And the moon said, Rabbono Shel Olam, since I said something small, I should be memayit myself. There's a masu matan here. The Levana says to the Boire, you can't have two kings wearing one crown. And Hashem answers, make yourself smaller. And it would seem that the Levana is right. Levana says you can't have two kings wearing the same crown, and therefore make yourself smaller. But why should I make myself smaller? I said something correct. You obviously agree that I'm saying something correct. You're telling me to make myself smaller. But then why should I say I suffer? You're saying you're right, it's two kings can wear the same crown. But why should I get punished for that? Why should I be mimicked myself? What's this whole Masu Matan? The Chama is the light itself. Ora be'atzma. Hayom. The Levana is a Dabar HaMuchan, the Kabel v'leklot et ha'or. Shnehem yachad me'irim, aval ha'echad, hainu ha'shemesh, me'ir mishum sheze bitui shelo ba'atzmo. B'zeh mevatei atzmo. The sun shines, that's an expression of itself. The moon is not light, it's mevatel itself, it's a kli. It passes on the light of the sun. So the moon was correct. The moon should get its own crown. Can't give two people the same crown. We can understand that it's impossible to equate someone who actualizes himself to someone who lowers himself to something else. The Levana lowered itself. It's not the Levana itself. Masrat atzma ledavar hazeh. So Levana does get its own keter. But it's a different type of keter. You can't equate it to the keter of the sun. The sun is expressing its nature, giving light. And the moon is now receiving light. So nothing special is happening with the sun. The sun's doing what the sun is supposed to be doing. It's the moon that's lowering itself to receive from the sun. The moon is making itself into a kli. So the Levana's claim was, why does the moon get the crown? And I'm supposed to make myself smaller. I should get the crown because I'm a chiddush. The sun is just doing what the sun is doing, but I'm a kabbal from the sun. So why should I make myself smaller? So Kadosh Baruch Hu said that if you want your special crown, this crown can only be revealed if you make yourself small. And then everybody will see that the light is not you. You can come closer to the light, you can go further from the light. You get smaller and bigger. And then people will realize that you're a chiddush. You're mevatel yourself to the light. Kudus HaMachlokas ends with the Taina of the Levana, and this Taina Hashem doesn't accept. Levana says, "Ho v'amarti l'fnecha davar hagun amitis atzmi." Why do I have to remind myself when I say something that's correct? Why do I get this onesh of making myself smaller? Meaning that since the Levana is the Ma'or, Ma'or is revealed. Aydei shu meir, la metziut shel maor nigremet al yedei she'or, she'a maor hazeh mashpia niklat, she'ara shelo nikletet, v'chal al dvarim acherim, she'ara meira, kacha maor motzi lepoal et metziuto aydei shu meir. Since Levan is light, it's a luminary. The luminary is revealed when it gives light. And that's how it actualizes its metzias, by giving light. The point of difference between the tainas is that the taina of the Borei Olam was, you have to mimite yourself. Because then it's going to be revealed as a ha'ara, as light. זה יתגלה בכוח המאור שבך. הדבר יתגלה ויעיר לכולם. שאת לא האור עצמו. Everyone's going to see when you make yourself smaller that you're not the light itself. You're just a reflection of the light. You're mitztarif to the or, you're making yourself a kli. Everybody's going to realize that. And Levana says, it's not fair. Why was I punished? I said something correct. And it's true that Levana did. But since the Bara Olam was mamid, I said, kema'or shema'ir la'acherim. Tzich la'ir ala aretz la'ir la'acherim. כל מה שצריך להתגלות מהלבנה צריך להעיר החוצה. ולכן היא חייבת למעט את עצמה. משום שרק באופן כזה יתגלה החוצה כוח המאור המיוחד שיש בלבנה. So now by making yourself small, people will see, oh, seems you have more light, seems you have less light. You're not like the moon. You're not like the sun. Just doing your teva. You're giving yourself over to the sun. You're mevatel yourself to the light, to the source of light. So Levan is claiming, how can you equate someone who gives light, that's its metzias, to someone who's mitzarif himself and is makabel? It's mishanes teva, not to be a not to give but to take, to be mevatel itself, to make itself a kli. That's the keter. The Levana should get the keter that it's mevatel itself. And Hashem says it's true. And that's what you're doing when you remind yourself. You're right. Your tain is correct, so make yourself smaller. And then everyone will realize that you're a makabel. הכתר הזה באמת מגיע לה. עולה מתוך מסע ומתן שהקדוש ברוך הוא אומר, לכי ומעטי את עצמך, הוא אומר לה בזה, את צודקת, טענתך אמת, אבל הדבר הזה חייב להתגלות רק על ידי שתמעטי את עצמך. וכך מכוח המיעוט והריבוי שיבוא בעקבותיו, כך יתגלה שהטענה הזאת היא טענה אמיתית. אחרי המיעוט, אזי הלבנה תתרבה ואורה יגדל, ותחזור להיות המאור הגדול, אז יהיה לה כתר שהוא יהיה רק שלה, כתר בפני עצמו, זה הכתר שלה. וכי הוא מעטי את עצמך, ואז כשיבוא היום ויאור הלבנה כאור החמה, הוא יחזור להיות כמו שהייתה קודם מיותה, שנאמר את שני המורות הגדולים, כשזה יחזור, אז ללבנה באמת יגיע כתר. So at the end of days you're going to get the כתר. Right now you're not, but at the end of days, in the meantime you're going to be mamayit yourself. And everyone's going to know that you're a makabel. In the end of days, you're going to be like the light of the chama. The or levana is going to be like the or of the chama. And how light is that? It's like 7 times the light of Shiva Simei Bereishis. So you're going to get your keter. You just need patience. יסוד הדבר הוא שהחמה והלבנה המאורות אשר נטלו ביום הרביעי, אחד מהם הוא כוח המשפיע. We know that what was hung in the sky in the fourth day, one is the משפיע, the sun, and then there's the moon, that's the makabel. The rabbis teach us that this tzeruf of chama and levana on Wednesday, on the fourth day, that's the deeper reason that Besula Nisus Liyom Aravi, like we learned at the beginning of Ksubis, a man and a woman get married on Wednesday. So I'm at the first marriage, because that was the big marriage of the Chibur of the Mashpia, the sun and the moon. And that Chibur is a Chibur Shalem. There's a proper Mashpia and a proper Makabo. It's the Val Shover B'chol HaBriya Kula. יש עוד נישואים שהם דוגמה של הנישואים לכל נישואים שהם. אלה הם נישואים של מתן תורה. Another דוגמה is מתן תורה. There are Kodesh Baruch Hu's the Mashpia. And we're Mekabli HaTorah. So again, we have two chasinas of the Mashpi and the Makabel. We have Bria Sa'olam, the sun and the moon, fourth day, and then we have the Matan Torah. The Levana Amar Shetitchadesh Ateret Teferet Lamusei Baten. The Levana is the example in the material world for Koach Makabel, in Lashon of Kabbalah, the parts of Makabel. Suras Adam Mekabelas. That's Klal Yisrael. אם נבוא לדון למי באמת מגיע כתר, אנו מוצאים זאת במתן תורה. כאשר אנחנו מקבלי תורה כלל ישראל, הקדמנו נעשה ונשמע, ירדו מהלכי השרת וקשרו לכל אחד ואחד מישראל שני כתרים, אחד כנגד נעשה ואחד כנגד נשמע. כתר ועוד כתר. והכתר הגדול הזה, הכתרים האלו הם כתרים של המקבלים, של אלו שעשו עצמם באופן העמוק והגבוה ביותר ללכי ומעתי את עצמך. That's a weeder. We got the keser because we remind ourselves. That's nasa before nishma. That's the biggest matias that matias asmech. Make yourself small. We're going to do it without even understanding. We would have remained on that majorego without the cheda ego. Would have been a much happier ending. But we started using our sechel again, and we said, "Ooh, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, where's Moshe?" And we lost the keter. So who gets the keter? Somebody who's mevatel himself. So we got the ksarim at Har Sinai. We were proper mekablim. You're right. The mekabel gets a keter. The mekabel gets a crown. But we lost it because we started asking questions and made the cheda eagle. So we're like the moon. That we're also memayed ourselves. Rambam famously says that you're only zeicher the keser Torah if you learn at night. To be careful to learn all your nights, not even to lose one of them with eating and drinking and sleeping. Just Talmud Torah v'divrei Chochma. So why do you get Keser Torah if you learn Torah at night? Chochma l'chor is the Nistaris shel Torah, Tamei Torah. Torah is Niglas HaTorah. The nature is that during the day, people feel good. It's light outside, sun is shining, sky is blue, but at night we're small. It's black outside, not like today. Today it's all artificial lights. So it's daytime 24 hours a day artificially. But that's not really the emes. The emes is, you know, you can have a woman, she's puts on a lot of makeup, she just covers it up. But if she takes all that off, she probably doesn't look as good. So the night is dark, it's pitch black. But then you just, you know, you cosmetically change it by putting all the lights out there. Ah, that's not the real night. We're talking about the real night, the real darkness. That's the matzav of miut. Suras Adam is then the miut. So that's the nighttime. We're very, very small at night. At night, we're ktanim, aluvim, chasrei yesha. So if you learn Torah at night, it's not a matter necessarily of the time of day, but it means the limud is a limud of night, mikoch, the night, the mitzius of night, of darkness, of difficulty, of tribulation. During the day, it looks like we have what to rely on. Chesed, at night you need a munah. Somebody wants to be zeicher to keser Torah, you have to be careful at night to learn. Night is mezakeh a person to the keser. Because night means you're mitzarif yourself. To a greater mitzias. You realize that you're nothing. You want to get something greater. You want to connect to the Torah. You want to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. In this matzav of choshech, when you're so small, And that's the one who deserves the keser, just like the moon at the end of the days will also get the keser by making itself small now. Now we're in the time that Chazal called Bein HaMitzarim. These are the days that the Navi referred to when he said, Kol Rodfei Sigua Bein HaMitzarim, Kol Rodfei Kulan, Kol Mi Sherotzeh, Kol Mi Shemitnakel Lanu, Kan Zeh HaMakom. בתוך הימים האלו הנקרים בין המצרים, בדיוק כמו שחייר נרדפת ונכנסת למלכודת. אין מקום לפנות ימין ושמאל, that's us. We're in between the narrow places, everybody's running after us, we have nowhere to go. A fence here and a fence there. בין המצרים, a very difficult time. אתם בחיסם בחייה של חינם. These days are the toldos of those bechias. Shavuos Sarvatamos, the Chayde Egel, Tisha B'Av, Zoros HaMeraglim. Chayda Egel was the first sin, and we lost Kabbalah Satara, we lost the first Luchos, we needed the second Luchos, Yimei Tshuva, Kaparas, Licha, Tikkun. Then we came back to the previous state, we were Makabal Luchos Shnias, so we still have Matan Torah on some level, not on the same level as Luchos Rishonos, but some level. But then the second sin, Chayda Meraglim, we lost it all. And therefore the two Bate Mikdash were destroyed. כאן צריך למצא השיא של החורבן. כך זה באמת. יום החורבן זה היום המר, היום הרע. That's the bitter day, the evil day. הקדוש ברוך הוא says to us, לפחי ומתי את עצמך. Make yourself small. That's Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the beginning of the Geula. It's when we make ourselves small. When we have this Bechiya L'Doros, when we have this Choshech, this darkness, these Chorbanos, that really makes us Kelim. We want to open ourselves up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Tisha B'Av Nolad Mashiach. And that's how we have these two Moyadim. The Moed of Tisha B'Av is really the Moed of Rosh Chodesh. Just on Tisha B'Av, the Levana is us. The Mekablei HaTorah. And we wanted the Keser of Mekablei HaTorah. They said, if we want the Keser, L'chi U'matiyas Atzmech. Make yourself so small you can't even be seen. That's Tisha B'Av, and that's why that relates to Rosh Chodesh Av. Both learn from the same pasuk. Because Rosh Chodesh is the same idea. Make yourself small, and then you'll be zochet to the keser. Okay, we still have more to talk about, very, very deep in Yanim. But we saw the yisod here of making yourself small, as makes you the zchus hakeser. Therefore, if you learn Torah at night, you get the Keser Shel Torah. The Jews lost the Ksarim of Matan Torah. We get it back because of Tisha B'Av, the Tisha B'Av Nolad Mashiach. When we make ourselves small after the Chayda Meraglim, we make ourselves Kalim to be Mekabel the light of Hashem. Mekabel Torah again properly. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, I hope that we're Zocha B'li Neder to see more and continue. We should be zochah mirtz Hashem to the be zochah to the ksarim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.